sadly, what we often see.
A nationally designed program is being made available to personnel who work in parts of the justice system, including criminal court, family court, probation, juvenile justice, and representatives from law offices.
And we're focused on that population because there, unfortunately, there's an overrepresentation of people with mental health conditions in our court systems.
Michael Ranney, Erie County's Commissioner of Mental Health, says many people with mental illness end up in jail. The purpose of this training is to help those justice personnel better recognize the symptoms and challenge the stigmas and stereotypes surrounding mental illness. For example, mental illness becomes a topic of discussion after a violent crime makes national news.
Unfortunately, sometimes these tragic accidents do bring about action. But actually, people with mental illness typically aren't the perpetrators of violent acts. In fact, 96% of violence is committed by people without mental illness, so that means only 4%.
Ranney says people with mental illness who have broken the law usually commit minor offenses, such as violations and misdemeanors. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.